What is your one word for 2021? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman. I've been urging you to take the challenge of choosing one word as you focus for the new year. One word you pray into your life, and by God's grace, you make it more of a reality in your life than ever before. I've given you some examples of what that one word might be, words like wisdom, pause, integrity, and purity. Let me share my one word for 2021, and that word is transition. That's a rather strange choice, I admit, but one thing 2020 has taught me, and all of us, is to be prepared for transition. Things are going to change this year for all of us. Church will be different. Work will be different. It will be necessary for us to adjust to some new normal in many areas of our lives. So as I thought about that, I realized that I'm not always ready for change. It can be hard for me to see the good that change can bring. So I'm asking the Lord to prepare my heart and mind for whatever transitions I will face this new year. And there are two verses that I'm adopting. First, Proverbs 27, verse 1, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring." And then second, Hebrews 13, 8, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." So I want to focus on being ready for whatever tomorrow brings, while knowing that one thing, one person will never change, and that's my Savior, Jesus Christ. Also, as I suggested earlier this week, a good idea is to keep a journal focused on your one word. You'll be surprised how often as you read your Bible, your one word will jump off the page and remind you to keep that word in your mind. Putting it in writing is such a good way to remember what God has shown you, what has inspired you and encouraged you. What I'd love to hear is what you have chosen as your one word for 2021. Are you choosing one word? What did you choose? What scripture are you using for this year of 2021? You can easily communicate with us through our website or by emailing at info@christianworkingwoman.org. It will get to me personally, I promise you, and I'd love to hear how you chose your one word for 2021. So let us hear from you. And remember, you'll find all of our good resources available to you at christianworkingwoman.org. Have a great weekend and join me again on Monday.